USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump again being debated by the House Judiciary Committee along party lines as Democrats accuse the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress when it comes to a phone call with Ukraine's leader. Here's Democratic Representative Valdez Vanita Demings.
That the president abused his power, the precious power of his office, to coerce a country that was dependent on us. And he did it for personal gain, and he should be held accountable.
Meanwhile, Republicans like Georgia's Doug Collins call the impeachment ordeal, in his words, a sham and a travesty. First-time unemployment claim filings up last week. Around 252,000 were filed. That's 49,000 above the previous week's level. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Federal lawmakers are again under pressure to reach a deal that would avoid another government shutdown. The deadline this time, December 21st. Something to keep in mind during any federal shutdown, members of Congress and the president still get their paychecks, but back pay for furloughed federal workers is usually then paid back after the federal shutdown ends. The last shutdown lasted a grueling 35 days. New information comes out about the two suspects in the deadly shootings at a kosher grocery store in Jersey City this week. A note was found in the suspect's van. It reads, "I do this because my creator makes me do this, and I hate who he hates." Suspects David Anderson and Francine Graham were reportedly part of a hate group called the Black Hebrew Israelites. The two were killed by police. Wall Street's been higher through the morning as there's word there could be a trade deal with China soon. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A former FBI attorney suing the Department of Justice and the FBI. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page sued the Trump administration for releasing hundreds of text messages between herself and a former FBI agent with whom she had a romantic relationship. She accused the Department of Justice and FBI of illegally disclosing nearly 400 text messages to the media in 2017. Page said the texts also included highly sensitive personal information, including medical records, financial transactions, personal actions, and private conversations. She said sharing the texts with the media was in violation of the Privacy Act.
Hawaii is canceling its GOP primary, committing all of its delegates to President Trump for his reelection. Hawaii follows Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada in canceling the nominating contest. In Minnesota and Georgia, state Republican parties say Trump will be the only candidate on the ballot. And the city of Oakland is considering housing homeless people on cruise ships. Supervisors saying yesterday that they have mentioned exploring housing on a large vessel at previous city council meetings, and two cruise ship companies have since contacted them and discussed making it a reality. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.